because we have our golf tournament out there that same day, all of our auction items will actually be out there at Smoky Hill Country Club. So everybody who is actually going to the Flamingo Patio Party can actually look at those items, see them themselves. And if they want to bid on things while they're there, they're definitely welcome to do that too.
The Hayes Chamber continues preparations for their golf tournament, but also the Plinko Patio Party. Hayes Chamber President and CEO Sarah Wassinger stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Premier Business Management Plinko Patio Party. Mic drop.
Yay!
That's a mouthful.
Yes.
But I'm a sucker for alliteration.
You're welcome. We do our best. It's always nice when the sponsor's name lends well to the name of the event as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a fun day. It's May 5th. We have so many things going on that first week of May because it is our golf tournament time. But this is a unique event in and of itself because we know that not everybody is a golfer. I'm definitely not. You don't want me swinging, you know, clubs out on the golf course because they're going to have divots everywhere. So if you are like me, but you still want to go enjoy a beautiful day out at Smoky Hill Country Club, we have the Plinko Patio Party. We have this event from noon until 2 o'clock, and Premier Business Management just so happens to be the big event sponsor this year. And so their staff, as well as our chamber staff and some of our ambassadors, will be out there to make sure that everybody's having a good time. Those who buy tickets will be available for $25 each. We are doing a nice Italian buffet.
Yum.
So they can get salad, pasta, breadstick, dessert, and a voucher for a non-alcoholic if you're not 21, or an alcoholic beverage if you are 21, included with that day. So very fun. We're going to feed you well. You're going to have plenty of cold drinks to drink, and there's games.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the price of admission right there, but there's more.
Right. We got more. But wait, there's more. Yes. So it wouldn't be a Plinko patio party without a Plinko game. So we have my husband and I actually made this Plinko board last year. Uh-huh. So it doesn't look like a Chinese torture device anymore. We used to have an old one that had like nails and everything. That's a good way to impale yourself. We don't think that's very safe. So we jazzed it up a little bit and have a nicer board to share. But we actually will have 8 total sponsors for the games. And each person will get to take 2 Plinko chips and kind of put them on the board. And whatever spot their Plinko chip lands in, they'll win a prize from that participating business.
Cool.
So they'll get to win up to 2 prizes with that, which is pretty fun. And then, of course, we want to give a little bit of a shout out to those who are sponsoring as of right now. Of course, Premier Business Management. We have DSNWK, as well as the Hayes Convention and Visitors Bureau, High Plains Mental Health Center, and Little Caesars.
Awesome. Some cool sponsors. You got some more spots available, too, if someone's listening, right?
Indeed, we do. Yes. Shameful plug. We have 2 spots open, and those sponsorships are $100 each. The cool thing about them is you get a ticket included with that sponsorship for one person to go, and then you get to bring 30 prizes. They can be branded or not branded. It's a great way to just kind of showcase your business at the event in front of the attendees. And then we just ask that those items be valued at least $3 or more. Some examples of what we had last year, we did some t-shirts, there were some sunglasses, but just kind of a good variety of different things to take home.
Very cool. You know, I love right now, and you can find them online. There's such a wide variety of those marketing tools, those cool knicky-knack, tchotchke kind of things. Yeah, that you can brand it.
Can you spell tchotchkes, James?
Absolutely not. But I found the other...
Google that at home. It does start with a T.
It starts with a T. C. I was going to say, I thought it was a C.
H-O-T-K-E-S, I believe.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. If Rhonda's listening, she'll be able to tell you. She's cleaning up.
Yeah, it'll be texting. We'll get that text here in a minute.
I'll get the text later. It'll be great.
But there's like really, there's so many cool ways you can do that. The other day I found for my, and I gave it to a friend. He's an employee of their company, but it was a real telephone, their old school logo, but it was a meat fork with a thermometer built in. I found it in one of the thrift shops here locally. And I'm like, how cool is that? And what a neat idea, because every time you go out and grill, you're going to be like, oh, RTS.
That's right.
I don't even think they use that name anymore, but anyway.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If the thermometer still works, use it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the wings ended up being burnt when we tried it. So I'm not sure it did, but it was still either way, a cool idea.
There's lots of neat ideas. Yes, yes. And so if you are out there and you're thinking that might be a good opportunity for my business, feel free to give us a call at 785-628-8201. Again, it's a pretty fun day, a great chance to get around some different people and kind of showcase your business in a fun, more casual, less kind of less pressure, I would say. Yeah. So, and then one thing we are doing a little different this year, we're adding another game.
Ooh.
Can you guess what it is?
I can, because I have the sheet in front of
me. Well, that's right. I sent you the topic, so that's cheating. It's wine toss.
Yes.
That wine ring toss.
It's like, you know, I think about like the school events, right? And like the pop toss is always a popular game.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. It's just for adults.
We have it under good authority. There will be wine. So you can toss the ring for $1 a throw. And if you get the ring on the wine, you get to take the wine home. Again, 21 and over. People will get to play that game. If you want to come out and enjoy the event and you're not 21, you still can. You just don't get a toss at the wine.
No. You could let them toss, right? They just can't win.
True.
If you, well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Very good.
I mean, if your kid is better at tossing it than you are, let them win it for you.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
I would bring my children because I can't ever get them. But the kids, man, they can just throw them all day and win, win, win.
Yeah. Hand-eye coordination decreases as you get older. That's facts.
That's assuming I had it to begin with, though, too, at the same time.
Starting from a low point already.
And we're setting the bar high today, kids. Happy Monday. So anyway, tickets will be available now. So if people want to start purchasing tickets, they are $25 a piece. You can actually register for tickets on the Chamber website. So that's just hayeschamber.com. Again, call us at the office at 785-628-8201, or you can email hayescc@hayeschamber.com.
Easy peasy.
We'll be selling tickets essentially through the May 1st. We obviously want to get a good head count so Smoky Hole Country Club can make sure there's plenty of that tasty pasta available for those who will be there that day.
Yeah, wouldn't want to miss out on some of that delicious food. Also, there's going to be some opportunities there to buy tickets as well, right?
Right. So we do have a special price that people can kind of take advantage of while they're there that day. It's going to be kind of like a Beat the Summer package. So just a whole bunch of different things that might be handy to get through the summer. So I know that Wendy is excited. She's been working on putting items together for that. Tickets will be $1 per ticket, or you can get 6 tickets for $5 for that event as well. That specific price will be only available for people who are at the Plinko Patio Party. One cool thing, though, that we haven't talked about is because we have our golf tournament out there that same day, all of our auction items will actually be out there at Smoky Hole Country Club. So everybody who is actually going to the Plinko Patio Party can actually look at those items, see them themselves. And if they want to bid on things while they're there, they're definitely welcome to do that too.
Fantastic. When does the bidding close?
So bidding will close that same day, May 5th at 3:30 p.m. So we'll actually have that window open May 1st. But yeah, that's just a nice way for them to kind of see things for themselves. But a lot of stuff to do, you know, we talk about employee appreciation. You know, you have, I think, Administrative Professionals Day is the week before. What better way to, you know, say thank you to people who have worked really hard for your organization? You know, buy a ticket for them, let them enjoy an afternoon out of the office and kind of let them unplug and recharge a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're supporting the chamber, supporting the local economy. This is a win all around.
Absolutely.
Love it. Well, before we move on into your weekly events, because you got a lot of other stuff going on this week, anything else on the Plinko Patio Party?
You know, it's just a fun afternoon. And so we would love to have as many people out there as possible. And again, if you're wanting your business to be featured, those spots will come first come, first serve. So I would give one special note. This is the one event every year that we allow non-chamber members to participate in. So if you're looking to maybe kind of dip your toes in and see what chamber membership can do for you, that would be a good opportunity for those non-chamber businesses to get involved as well.
Absolutely. And not just the patio party, but the whole golf tournament.
Yes.
And this thing always sells out, right? Or almost always.
Almost always. So
don't wait.
Get your tickets soon. And then this event is open to the community, so you don't have to be a chamber member. If you're just looking for something fun to do on May 5th, come join us and have a great day.
Absolutely.
We usually are pretty lucky. I'm going to knock on wood and dial in some nice weather. We call it chamber weather for the golf tournament day. So hopefully it'll be great.
I'm sure it will. Let's talk about some of these weekly events.
Yeah.
Because we've got, again, there is a lot going on, and there's even, well, nothing for today.
Nothing today.
But you got a pretty cool one coming up tomorrow.
We do. So April 11th at noon, Paisley Pear Wine Bar Bistro and Market, our HYP, will have their lunch with leaders for this month. Their guest speaker will be Ashley Rohr. And so you can contact Cassandra at DSNWK if you're interested in attending that event. I think they have one or two more spots available for that lunch. And then cost of lunch is on your own for that event. And then April 12th, we are excited to have our next Igniting Leadership series. That will be an evening one, so that'll start at 5:30 p.m. at the downtown Defiance location. Our guest speaker for this one is actually going to be Sabrina Gaddis from Fort Hays State University Management Development Center. Say that 10 times fast. And she's going to be talking about leading with your strengths and what motivates you. So definitely a very impactful topic. I think something that anyone can learn a lot from is just really trying to own who you are as a person, realize that there's things that you're really good at, and kind of start from there. And so if you've not taken the Clifton Strengths class, she'll probably be bringing a little bit of that thought process into that conversation as well.
Very cool.
And then April 13th, we are excited to have a ribbon cutting with 8th Street Liquor. That will be at 4 p.m. They're celebrating their five-year anniversary for the current ownership, but the business itself actually turns 20 years old.
Wow.
And we have it under good authority that they have a big customer appreciation event coming up. So great time to learn about those details, too.
Yeah, I think it's hard to miss that banner. They got a giant banner on 8th Street.
West does it upright, so a shout out to him for sure. And then April 13th as well, our HYP Advisory Council will have their next meeting at 5:15 p.m. at the Welcome Center. And last but not least, we have a ribbon cutting and chamber chat Friday morning that will be at 9 a.m. PWC, formerly known as Paul Wurtenberger Construction, they're celebrating 40 years as a business.
40?
4-0, the big 4-0. Wow. That's right.
Congratulations to
Apparently
them.
We're the same age and I didn't even know.
That's crazy.
So definitely invite the community to come support them and celebrate all of our events. And of course, HaysChamber.com has all the events listed for throughout the month.
Absolutely. And you still got your hot deals?
We still have hot deals.
Check out some hot deals while you're there.
Check out some hot deals while you're there. Also visit our Facebook page. We, of course, always put a bit more information on our Facebook events throughout the month.